This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future. Because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. So I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
This is an Ooh-wee production.
Welcome to the Real Talk Podcast, where the goal is to better our understanding through conversation. Communicating our feelings, our thoughts, or our opinions could be some of the easiest or it could be some of the hardest things to do. But by communicating, we begin to form new perspectives. So throughout the various topics and opinions we discuss on our podcast, we hope that we can add value, understanding, and maybe a few laughs of your day. We appreciate you guys listening and enjoy the show. It's a lot of individuality being pushed, I feel like, or it's easy to fall into that. Because I was listening to this sermon by T.D. Jakes, and he was talking about how basically like community, like you need a community to build off of. And, you know, it's individuality. There's so much individuality that, you know, basically he was just saying like community is better than being an individual.
You know what I mean? True.
So, like, I thought that was a good point that he made. And, yeah, man, I just think community is way better than being an individual.
Now, you know, that's interesting. That's okay, I like how you phrase that at the end, having a community.
Yeah.
But what type of community do you have?
Right.
Because sometimes, even within a community, you must stay true to self, which is the actual individual. And you, even though you see the community doing wrong, you got to be the individual that's determined to do right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's what it is. And sometimes you got one individual seem like he's fighting a good fight and the whole community around him seems like is, you know what I'm saying, in disarray.
Right.
So it's like at times you must stand on your individuality. You must stay true to self. But you must understand mm-hmm. when it's key and critical to do such things.
Right.
Because ultimately the community should be a place in which the community is showing you the right way, or the next generation should be able to be raised by, you know, the village, so mm-hmm. to speak. But as we know, things have changed along the way.
Nah, I totally believe that. I totally believe that, man. What we want to go with this, man?
All right, let's go, man.
One thing I want to talk about, and it may be super deep, man, but I was watching The First 48, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was these three teenagers. It was down in Miami, Florida, or somewhere in Florida. They shot up they ran in, tried to rob the guy close to closing, and they shot and killed him, right? And I was like, why are these teenagers, why did they go to that? Why did they resort to robbing, right? Instead of going to get a job or instead of doing something else. And I was like, why is every show, or why is the shows that seem the most popular geared toward, in the black community, geared towards gangsters, shooting, drugs, and then, you know, the white shows, The Office, Seinfeld, Friends, Sex and the City, and, you know, comparing those shows, they may be unrelated, but the imagery, I feel like, is what I pull from it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, mm-hmm. I just was, that was one thing that was on my mind, man. And what image do we have for blacks to inspire to be or to look up to or to fantasize about versus white shows?
Interesting. So where you want to go at with it? Like, you want to begin to talk about the difference between both? Like,
has that ever crossed your mind? Or have you ever thought about that? Or,
well, I guess a good starting point for this would be me, I guess I can only speak on myself with this, but comparing and contrasting, like,
not even those shows. Let me ask you this. What shows do you find interesting? Like, what shows do you look to? What shows, man, do you see?
Honestly, man, stuff that just made me think, man. Things that typically make me think outside of the box, or something. If it doesn't make me think outside of the box, then it's something that technically I might have some idea as to, like, what's happening, what's going on, but then it kind of, like, catch me with a twist. Like, yo, I didn't see that one coming, you know. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, something that I could relate to, something that provides inspiration, motivation.
Throw a name out there. Like, what is the recent show you've been watching? Or have you been watching any recent shows lately?
Not really, man. But I say this. It's interesting that you're talking about shows and stuff like that. I was watching something on YouTube the other day, and it happened to talk about, like, the best. He was giving a rankings of what he considered to be his top 10 black shows of all time, and then he began to even break down, like, his five worst black shows of all time, and I was surprised by what he had ranked with his worst.
Really?
And he actually had Family Matters in his worst, which I found to be a little intriguing. But for him, the dilemma for him was, okay, yeah, it's a cool show, all that, but at the end of the day, he said, when you really, like, get down to it, he said, for him, he just felt like no matter what, you couldn't sell him on the idea that was actually a black writer that wrote that show. He said it felt like it came from out of a white arc. And he said it just didn't hit. Yeah, exactly. It didn't land. But it's like, growing up, man, it's like, it's crazy. And I think what it is, bro, at the end of the day, we, like, almost conditioned to do these things because the things that we do, a lot of us, we attract to is, like, the violence, things that we are glorifying that's negative, you know. Mm-hmm. we do. But growing up, you know, you saw, like, the Cosby Show. Now that'd be very much that's controversial, not simply because of Cosby, but it showed us in a different light, you know.
Right.
Different world, you different know world. Nice. You look at it, people will put Martin up there at the top. People will put Fresh Prince. But the guy that he brought up an interesting viewpoint. He said, when you're talking about shows, he said, the best shows, he said, I will rank, this is what he said. He said, I will rank Fresh Prince over Martin.
Yeah. I was saying, same with me, man.
But Martin was we rank Martin so high because, to be real with you, I think for a lot of us, man, the way to appease us a lot of times, man, is just, you appease us by pleasing us through laughter.
Yeah.
If we can get us a good laugh, it's like we get full off that. And it's like, for that moment, it's almost like getting high. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess that's why when a lot of people get high, it's like, man, it's like, You really getting the most bubbly version of them. And, like, them boy want to eat, you know what I'm saying? And then them boy want to laugh. They want to trill, you know. But it's like, when you think about it, it's like, I guess you want to disconnect from what's really going on outside of your door.
Mm-hmm.
And for Martin introduced you to some real that's really going on outside of your door. But a lot of times it's like, man, the comedy aspect to it, it's like that provided a whole new, you know, leash on life. It's like, you can't really take it too serious because you got your nanny over there.
Right,
she
right,
cutting
right.
up. You got old Otis over there. You know what I mean? You got you know, Dragonfly Jones. You got all these different characters, and it's like, yeah, it's some real stuff happening, but at the end of the day, we really here for a good laugh.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But Fresh Prince, what they had some real edifying moments in the show in which it really built you up. You know, you go through a lot of them shows, man, it take you on a whole roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying Martin didn't do it, but it wasn't as much as with the Fresh Prince was more like a novel.
Yeah. You're right about that.
And then you look at, you know, it's like, and then you might look at Martin, and Martin was more so like, it was more like a movie, if you get what I'm saying.
Nah, definitely.
Because even if a movie sometimes can come from a novel, but it's totally different.
Right.
It's like, you got to sell somebody in almost like tops, about an hour and a half maybe, at the movie theaters. And it can't simply be, you can't sell somebody off a straight novel at the movie theaters. Yeah, somebody's gonna fall asleep.
Right.
You know,
right,
so right. It's like, yeah. So it's like, man, at the end of the day, you know, again, it's all a part of the culture, but different strokes, pun intended, for different folks.
You're right about that, man. I think that's I don't know, man. Like, how do you balance that, right? Because in my head, I'm like, I see that I'm bashing the gangster shows, the drug shows, the Powers, the BMLs, the this, the that, and they may be good shows. I never seen them. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but, to be honest with you, I've seen Power. I've watched it before, but I never could get into it. Like, some people faithfully, every, you know, like, they were there. Like, right. Yo, like, I can't wait for the next episode, you know. But that never did me like that, you know, because at the end of the day, somebody going to get killed. Somebody, you know, somebody selling drugs. Matter of fact, it's all a Power. What, like, the title, what is, you know, what is the aim here? Like,
yeah.
Why, you know,
it's encompass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's like, the thing about it, man, it's like, we so connected to this stuff, man, because I think for a lot of us, man, that's what we chase. We chase the power.
Yeah.
We chase, and what we always connect to power is respect. You know, it's like, and the thing, but what are we willing to do to garner those things? That's, and how do we go about garnering those things?
Now, do you think that, do you think in the Black community that we over-identify with like pain and like struggle and things like that?
I mean,
so that's why those shows hit like they do, because it's like, it's, I guess, deemed more relatable, you know what I mean, than a Black version of The Office. Or have you ever seen The Office?
Sort of, kind of, nine.
So like, right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a Black version of that, or like, you know what I'm saying, those white shows that you see. So it's like, maybe they wouldn't hit as hard. I don't know. Maybe that's why we gravitate towards that, because the pain aspect or the struggle aspect.
I definitely think that's, it's a lot of truth in that, man. Also, when you look at our makeup, man, a lot of our makeup is more like the diamond, like we are diamonds from the rough. So it's like, naturally we kind of gravitate toward, and it's crazy because for some, they spend their whole life to leave the ghetto, to leave, you know, thugging, to leave, you know, the hood. Then they have a child, and no matter how good they have it, they, you know, they driving a Benz, whatever, whatever, you know, and next thing you know, man, like, the child is drawn toward the look of that over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, almost like the look of the hood is established, like you get a, like that's a stamp, a badge of honor.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know why,
like bruh, you know what I'm saying, bruh, he's certified.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, or I guess for some could be like the best ballers in the hood, and all of a sudden, man, like, we just call him big buddy. He, you know what I'm saying, he put his arm around, you know, the hoop, and he like, yo, don't nobody mess with him. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, nobody sell him nothing. Hey, he good.
Yeah.
He got to make it up out of here. But it's like, just because it come from his mouth, it's good. You know what I mean? Right. So it like for real.
That's a true statement.
But
though.
Yeah.
There's certain people that they carry more weight.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Than the typical other person, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think, like, I think that's just where I was going at with that conversation. It's like, okay, why is it like that? Like, why are the Love and Hip Hops, the, like I said, the BMS, the Power, those type of genres of shows the most talked about and the most trendy and the most this and that versus the... Why don't we have remakes of the Cosby shows? Why don't we have remakes of Family Matters? Why don't we have those that follow that same architect? Is it because we're fed that it's not the norm, or is it just not the norm? You know what I mean? Is it actually reality not the norm?
I mean, well, to be honest with you, man, first of all, in order to answer the question that you're asking about today, you got to first answer the question or first ask the question of why did it work back then?
Yeah.
So, in order to answer the questions as they relate to the here and now, we got to go backward. What were we doing more of back then? You had a lot more togetherness back then. You know, again, man, like call me whatever you want to call me, man. But I miss the days in which I call them, man. You know, I call them like, you know, dinner time discussions. Yeah. Everybody gather around around a dinner table, man. And we have a conversation like, how was your day, son? Baby girl, how was your day? You know, all of that. Or, you know, you talk to your wife, you know, how was your day? Everybody discussing things about their day at the dinner table. And you really get legit conversations. And from conversations come questions, and from questions come answers. And, you know, it's just that whole edification process and you building, you know. It's not a lot that you don't know that's going on, because at that point in time, you're having these conversations. Now, with technology running rampant, you got a lot of families that don't even meet at the dinner table no more. They don't. You got parents out there working now. So it's almost like, you know, hey, baby, you know, you got, I got, you know, you just order you something, you know, I have Uber Eats to bring you something at the house, whatever.
Right.
But again, it's not, the connection is gone, you know, it's no communication like we talked about. And because of that, you allow a lot of things to seep in there. Mm. So when you allowing all of these different things to seep in there, what happens is, it's like, man, that togetherness is broken. And times that used to be celebrated like the, you know, like the Cosby Show, that togetherness, that's what you saw a lot of. Or, you know, you seen both parents in a household and just lessons being taught, you know, just you don't see that stuff no more. To right. be honest with you, that now, if you were to sit kids down in a room and you cut on the Cosby Show, just watch. You can learn a lot from people through their body action, you know, their body language rather. And a lot of the kids, it's hard to relate to that. It looks foreign to them. A lot of kids of today, they wouldn't be able to even digest that because, that's different,
right.
You know. But then you put on, you know. You put on something with a whole lot of drama in it and just, you know, housewives or whatever.
Right, right.
They bubble with that today because I hate to say this, but a lot of households look like that.
Mm.
So, again, the connection is drawn from what it is that you're accustomed to.
Mm.
And when you aren't accustomed to something, then it looks foreign to you. And it looks strange to you, so it's hard for you to even accept that. So, therefore, it's even hard to even get that on. You're not going to get you. I hate to say this. You're not going to get a lot of viewers watching Family Matters these days.
Right.
But it would have to look different.
So, like, you seen the remake of Fresh Prince?
Yeah. And you see, I'm glad you mentioned that. The first thing I noticed. Back in the 90s, when it was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Right.
Now it's called Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, it was way more colorful.
Yeah.
Way more color. Now it's more gritty. It's a little darker.
Right.
That's because today's times is more gritty. It's darker. It's just what it is.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Nah, I could agree with that.
I hate that. Like the Family Matters. If you remade Family Matters today, I ain't gonna lie, Stefan would probably be a thug. Like for real.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't doubt
he it, might man. Be a drug dealer.
Right.
Low key, because that's the polar opposite. Yeah. That, what, looking back at the show, what was Stefan?
Yeah.
Did he have a job?
Nah, I think he's just a fly dude. You know what I'm saying?
A fly dude? But where you get all this money to get these suits from?
Yeah, you're right, though. That's funny, man. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's just, I just find that weird, man. Like, how to me it seems that we're fed a certain archetype for black people. You know what I mean? And it's just the same thing with healthy food, bro. Like, they make it seem weird or make you feel bad for eating healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you eat a bucket of hot wings, everybody like, yo, let me grab some.
That's acceptable.
You eat a bucket of salad, they like, bro, you tripping. You on a diet or
no? They might ask, you all right?
Yeah, bro. So like, I guess that's my point though. Like in the black community, why does it seem weird for a show like that to even be, you know what I'm saying? Versus Power versus Cosby Show, versus Power versus whatever the, what'd you say? Living Single? Oh no.
You talking about what? Like
the show
Family like, Matters or
not Family Members? It was
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince, something like that. Like you know, why is that looked at as weird now? You know what I'm saying? But Power is accepted.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Look no further. You brought up an interesting dynamic. Look no further than. You talking about dieting, right?
Right.
Or how it's often viewed as weird if you're doing, you know, because again.
Doing the thing that's healthy. It's again, weird if you're doing what's healthy.
Again, that's because now you're going against the grain.
Hmm.
Of what everybody else or what's acceptable to the masses.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to look no further than this here. Why does it cost more to do right?
Yeah.
You dieting, but it's costing you more to eat right than it is just to go and get some waste.
Hmm.
Waste is cheap,
right?
But it's the cheap stuff that'll destroy your body.
Yeah, that's real.
You putting trash in you.
That's real though. That's
but
real.
But again,
man.
Same day when you cut on the TV, bro. A lot of times, guess what we drawn to? The trash.
I think it's just positive reinforcement to live an unhealthy lifestyle. I think like you're rewarded for doing the unhealthy stuff. You rewarded for doing the stuff that's gonna jack up your life.
A quick reward.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying a quick reward too.
A quick come up. That's what we look for, right?
Yeah.
A quick come up.
I think that's crazy. And it's like this guy I watched, right? He said that you're literally speaking your order into existence. Because he's a fitness influencer and what do you call those? Personal trainer. So he was like, you literally speak your life into existence when you go to whatever and you say you want to lose weight, but you speak your order into the mic. You speak your order and it actually manifests to you. So he was like, what else are you speaking into existence? Mm-hmm. And I think that's super important. I thought that was a great analogy he made, man, because it's true. You know what I mean? Like we may say we want different things, but what are we actually speaking into our life? You know, versus what we want our habits to be. I mean, what are our habits versus what we say we want? You know what I mean? Things like that. And I don't know, man. It's just like that first 48 show, it got me, man. When I seen those young kids do that. Because it's like, bro, like what would make three young black men kill somebody, right? You know what I mean? And of course that goes on, man. I'm not naive, people, that this thing goes on. It's been going on for the beginning of the time. But, you know, I just want somebody to think. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want somebody to think and I want somebody to use their... You know, that brain, man, to actually ask these types of questions. You know what I mean? Because my life did not look like this when I was younger. You know what I mean? I had a positive upbringing, but I also got into some trash too. You know what I mean? But I had to use my brain to think to see how to get myself out of that situation. You know, by what I look at, what I speak into my life, what I ingest into my body, not just food, but what I see, what I hear, or things like that. So I just want people to think, man, because there's got to be somebody out here who felt the same way I felt. You know what I mean?
And the interesting thing, bro, in understanding this, that you can actually go from, and this is true, true talk.
What's up?
You'd actually go from trash to class.
Right, man.
To be real with you, it's crazy how we still, like, the world will still show you that just because you classified as trash don't mean that God can't use you again. Look at us as humans. We do it all the time. We take trash and reuse trash through a recycled process. Mm-hmm.
100%.
That's what can happen to us. That's what should happen to us. You know, just because you came from one thing don't mean that you got to stay in that environment. 100%, and it's like, man. When you were talking, man, you kept saying something, man. You said, actually. And again, I don't know what it is God doing right now, but actually. Then I got to thinking, action. Actually, that's what you were saying. Then I was thinking, action. And then it stopped. And I caught something. Neither one of them exists without act. So you don't get action until you get that part right in your act.
Actually. Bro, that's real. That's real, man.
So before you can ever become something that's actual, you got to get your act right.
Nah, 100%, bro. 100% believe that, bro. Yeah, man, that was just something on my mind. I want to be mindful, like I said, man, of your time, bro.
Let's keep going, keep going.
So, like, yeah, all right, so you said act, right? And, you know, like, I want to be careful, man, because I don't want to seem like I'm just high and mighty and I'm just on this high horse. Nah. But what I'm saying, people, man, I hope you're getting it too, E, man. It's like, bro, it's like thinking, right? Because it's like, it's not by design. I mean, it is by design that these shows or certain things are just projected towards you and you just looking at them. You know what I mean? Like you locked in. You know what I mean? Like we spoke on a podcast before, like a kid playing the video game. He don't even realize he hungry till 3-4 hours later. And sometimes that's how our life be, man. And I just want people to just ask these questions because then you start acting different. You know what I mean? You start making different actions. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I think that a lot of things go into it, but I think it begins with act and habits. You know what I mean? And we touch on that all the time. But those two things, man, the shows and then like the food and stuff. Like, I think that's just so weird how, like I said, unhealthy is accepted. You know, the violence and the crazy stuff on TV is accepted in the Black community. But the Family Matter shows and the other shows are looked at as weird. And it may, and in some areas, don't get me wrong, that's not the norm. You know what I mean? And I get that. But I don't really believe that that's the overwhelming majority.
Nah, facts, man. I mean, when you talk about the community also, what better way to influence the community rather than you got to take that on from the core.
Yeah.
And when you begin to explore the community from its core, you can't do it without being in the community. Like you got to be in them trenches to see what's really going on, to see what the makeup look like, to see what the terrain is, you know. And to be honest with you, the first thing you'll notice is like, okay, what do you have in our communities a lot of? Let's just call it what it is and let's be truthful about it. You got a lot of churches.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of churches, but what do you also have? Oftentimes right across the street from the church, a liquor store probably.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of that. Then I hate even going here, but it's true. And in a lot of areas, man, that could be considered the hood or, you know, whatever. You got some Chinese joints too.
Mm-hmm.
They smart enough to understand, okay, you got the corner, you got the church. So somebody going to the corner to make the money. From the corner, you probably going to spend the money at the liquor store.
You're going to get hungry.
You're going to get hungry. You know what I'm saying? It's like right. It's a triangle.
Yeah. Right.
And guess what? Come Sunday, you're going to need to be prayed for. And it's like, we're going to start it all over again. Then, in starting it all over again, something that's like a different dynamic might happen. All right? God forbid you lose somebody to the corner. Nah, you just blame it on the corner. But can you really blame the corner? The corner never changed its behaviors. The behaviors on the corner stayed the same.
Yeah.
We understood what it was when we got on the corner. We knew what it was. But still and yet, we say, you know what, man, I need a quick come up.
Yeah.
Go to the corner. So here it is. There lies the corner. We still go over there and we still greet the corner. From the corner, you know, again, now all of a sudden somebody then died on the corner that used to run the corner. Now, guess what? A job opening is available. So now, it's a power struggle now. People trying to vie for this top flight position. That's what they believe. So guess what? Now, more deaths happen on the corner because now everybody want this position now at a high and mighty.
Nah, you're right about that, man. I wanna get to this question real quick, man. I had asked ChatGPT. Let me log in real quick, man. Like, typically I notice black men in particular settings tend to lack accountability when the outcome of their decisions are undesirable. You don't like the decision you made or the outcome, so you deny any or all accountability. I guess the key word I wanted to touch on was, you don't like the decision you made or the outcome, so you deny any and all accountability.
And you ask why? Like, legit, you ask why? Like, why do a lot of brothers do that?
Well, I think that brought up, you know, why are things not changing? And I think that's like one of the root things why it's not changing. Like the example you gave with the corner, triangle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you said. Yeah. And like to add on to that, man, it's simplistic as the reason why it's hard for us to come to terms with accountability, especially doing that, you know, and it's easy for us to take and pass judgment onto somebody else or to deny, you know, whatever. It's because it's the easy thing to do.
Yeah.
The easy thing to do. You got to think about it, man. It's just like that, man, that really puts you in a whole different realm when a brother could really sit up there and say, you know what? I done got caught red-handed.
But don't it take you back, not to cut you off, don't it take you back to why you said in the 90s? Like, you was like early in the past? It was more accountability, though.
No facts.
You feel me? Facts. So what changed between then and now? Where did the accountability get lost?
It always starts at home. Home. And we often say, we say the mouthful. We often say, home is where the heart is.
Right.
So where your heart at?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Is your heart right?
Hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's got in your heart?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What's got your heart beating? Because see, oftentimes the music they got people's heart beating, it ain't right.
Yeah.
So you wonder why they traveling wrong is because the beat that they listening to, it ain't right.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? But
that's real.
Where your heart at?
That's
like,
real.
You know what I'm saying? So you can ask anybody, man, where's your home? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you have a home?
Hmm. It's a lot of homelessness out here, man.
Exactly. And we look homeless.
Yeah.
You ever seen people that walk around, bro, that's truly homeless?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at we renamed that mode before we even call it homeless. Man, that's a nomad day. Saying, hey, but really and truly, is it not almost the same thing?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, we got to, like, coming to terms with certain things like, yo, I have a problem. I'm legit homeless. Like, my heart ain't right. I don't have a home.
Yeah.
That's why my walk look like this. That brother sleep deprived because he's always out. He's a journeyman. He's traveling.
A journeyman, man. Man, that's crazy that you said that, man, because it's crazy. What was it, man? If you are going to feel pain in life, get a reward for it. Make it worth it. And I think not all the time is your fault that you're homeless. You know what I'm saying? You could be a young kid. Parents ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Or they made the wrong decision in life. But if you're going to feel pain in life, bro, this is the message in a nutshell, bro. If you're going to feel pain in life, get a reward for it, man. You know, okay, my life is already hard. I'm not going to make it hard. I've learned not to make it hard on myself anymore. But okay, if I'm going to feel pain, at least I'm going to feel pain in this gym making my body how I want it to look. You know what I'm saying?
It's not the deal.
If I'm feel pain, man, at least I'm going to work hard enough to live in a house I could come home to, at least to get a good night's sleep to go back to work. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to feel, you feel me? You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I think that's the message I want people to get across, man. It was just something that I had written down throughout the week because I'm like, okay, cool, man. Pain in the gym, working on your dream. Get pain working on your dream. Get pain working towards something, making something better because life is going to provide pain anyway. I learned that with my first daughter. She came into the world crying. First thing she experienced was pain. You feel me? So pain is going to be here, bro. It ain't going to disappear, but get a reward for it.
Interesting. So what I just gathered from that is your pain is so finding out. So pain comes from where? It comes from within. So finding out a way to externalize your pain, but in a positive way.
Right, right, right.
So with that, it's like, It just hit me just a few minutes ago. It was like with the pain, how can you take your pain and turn your pain into a positive message?
That's, man, that's the question I think that stump a lot of people, man.
Like that, like, but that. Well, you said something, man.
It's nah, just, it's, I mean, real, it's just, man. It really it's got real, me, bro. Because that's, I was really hurt, man, when I saw that, bro. When I started thinking about that, like, bro, man, these black men in here ain't got no accountability, man. And it's like, I understand, man, because I've been there to where I've been mad at the world, man. And I've been pissed off. And it's just like, bro, like, why? What is it all for if I'm just going to suffer? It ain't about suffering, man. It's about what do you get out of it, right? Like, if I'm a work, man, I'm just not going to show up to work just because I got to do it or just because I got bills to pay. That's meaningless. You know what I mean? Like, that has no meaning. That's why I don't understand atheism or whatever it is. And there's no knock on nobody. I just don't understand it. Because it's like, if you're going to do it, make it for a reason. Like, find some type of reason to do it, right? You eat for what? Sometimes you ain't even hungry. You eat why? Because you're bored. It's a meaning to it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, reverse it, man, and get a reward for your pain, man. It's always a way to make yourself better. And if life is going to already introduce pain, right? If it's already going to introduce pain to you, at least you could say, okay, I'm going to take this pain right here and I'm going to use it as fuel to get me to where I need to go. Or at least to attain this little happiness that I can. If it's in my body, if it's making my family, at least seeing a smile on my daughter's face when I send her to school with fresh clothes on or with nice books or whatever the case may be. I could just come home. If you're a single man, a single person, I could at least come home to a nice, safe place to lay my head so I could go back and put food in my fridge or put food in my stomach. Get a reward for that pain, man, because it's not for nothing. You feel me?
Turn your pain into a building block.
Turn it into a building block, man. And it's like, we do it. I think we just don't realize that we're doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I honestly don't think, because it is a tool, man. And the best example I could use is in the gym. You know what I mean? That's the only example I could use, because that's where I got that realization was, because it's like, yo, if I'm have to wake up early for work to build somebody else's dream,
I might as well build my own.
I might as well, in the process, build my own if I already got to be up. That's, you know, true. What I mean? I already have to be up. So if I'm already going to be up, why don't I just use that time to... why don't I add on to that time and build something for myself in the process?
So what's interesting about this, because I've done this before in my life also, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but oftentimes when pain happens or factors in life that's unaccounted for, they happen. It's like, a lot of time we spiral because we didn't lost complete control of the steering wheel. So it's like, despite all of that, simply what you're saying in a nutshell is find a way to control what you can control.
That's it, man.
That's
I love the way you said that. I love the way you said that, man. Was that a alarm for you?
Yeah.
So we could wrap it up on that, man.
Okay.
Say that one more time. E, that's a word for thought, so, man.
Like, basically, find a way to control what you can control.
That's it, bro.
That's it, man. Even when the world around you, it seemed like you losing control. You done lost complete control of the steering wheel. That's cool. Simply control what you can control. That's what they say when your car is by the hydroplane.
Yeah.
What they tell you?
Control what you can control, man.
That's it. In a nutshell, that's it.
That's it, man.
Control what you can control.
And lastly, man, use your pain, man, to build your dream. Use your pain. If you're already going to feel pain in life, use that pain to build yourself up, man. And in a positive way, man. Don't make pain for nobody else. Don't make the work. You already feeling pain, so you're going to add extra pain on somebody else. When you feeling pain yourself, don't do that, man. Use your pain to better yourself, because in turn, people going to see that as inspiration. You know what I mean? So
when you feeling like trash, find a way to recycle it.
That's it, man. This is the Real Talk Podcast, man. We post every single Thursday, man. Please like, share, man. I promise you, when you like and share our video, or when you like and comment on our videos, even if it's something you disagree with, it helps us grow, man. It helps us learn. We love the feedback. Real Talk Podcast. Peace.
Real Talk.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, or if you want to check out more of our content, please visit our social media platforms linked in the description of this episode. You can also check us out each week, where we drop a new episode every single Thursday. So don't forget, like, share, comment, and thanks again for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.